Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, which says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. That way you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." It isn't pleasant to think about, but the reality is that we have an enemy that works against us daily. Our enemy doesn't have flesh and blood. He isn't visible to us, although the fruit of his efforts certainly are. He isn't working alone. In fact, he has legions of individuals who partner with him to facilitate our demise. Satan and the demons who align with him continually oppose and scheme against the followers of Jesus. The Holy Spirit exposes the schemes of Satan. He helps us see and perceive the things that the devil is attempting to do to us. The devil tempts us with the goal of encouraging us to fall into lifelong addictions. He enjoys destroying our reputations. He loves hurting our families. And he takes great delight in working behind the scenes in ways that make it difficult to realize he's been scheming against us. But we are not powerless in this battle. Christ's power is infinitely greater than Satan's schemes. As we trust in Jesus, as we glean wisdom from his word, as we pray for his protection and heed the counsel of the Holy Spirit, we are equipped for this battle. He enlightens our minds with truth and plants our feet firmly so we can stand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read a portion of it together today. And we're grateful for the things that you reveal to us in this portion of your word. You remind us that there's a spiritual battle that's taking place right now all around us. We, as believers in your Son, Jesus Christ, are being targeted by Satan. He seeks to battle against us. He seeks to deceive us. He seeks to entice us to bring things into our lives that are unhealthy and unholy. But Lord, you are our strength. We receive strength directly from you. You counsel us in your word. Your Holy Spirit lives within us. You empower us, you protect us, you guide us, you direct the course we take, and you help us to stand up against the schemes of Satan. Lord, we know that Satan would love nothing more than to dishonor your name and influence us to cause damage in our relationships, in our marriages, with our children, with our co-workers, and really with anyone we meet. But Lord, we want to represent you well. We don't want to be people who fall into the schemes of Satan. So we pray that we would be mindful of the fact that he's scheming against us, but that your Spirit and your Word show us the truth and reveal his schemes and help us to walk on the path of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for us. By your grace, we pray that we would walk with you today. And Lord, in the midst of whatever we deal with on a day-to-day basis, we're grateful for the fact that we can come before you and just thank you for your presence in our lives. We're grateful for all of these things, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.